fault. See another win on the board. How was that?
Yeah, I think we were just saying it's nice to actually play a full game of cricket. So I think it feels a long time between drinks. But yeah, to get out on Junction today and to win as convincingly as we did, yeah, puts us in good stead for tomorrow.
Yeah, what's it say about the team that there was no really standout performance with the bat today or anything, but you still pulled together a really good total?
Yeah, I think maybe last year probably relied heavily on a couple of players to get the job done, but you know, we bat all the way down and we back ourselves to go out and play a brand of cricket. And I think even though someone didn't come out and make 50 plus, I think we kept the game moving and that was a massive positive.
Yeah, the strike rates from you guys in the middle were great. What was the approach there?
Yeah, I think we sort of saw how Scorchers went about their innings, and they were a bit conservative early and then obviously really smashed it and had that one big partnership. So we thought even if we took a couple of balls to get into our innings, we knew that if we had that attacking mindset, it would sort of pay up and we'd catch up. And I think all the batters came out there with really simple plans and seemed to play to their strengths, which, I think got us to the total in the end.
And did you enjoy a bit of time in the middle? You haven't had many lately.
Yeah, I know. I actually decided to have a hit up before the game, a full kit and everything, because I think it's been a long time since my last innings at North Sydney. And then I spent a bit of time in Perth, so it was good to have a good hit before the game. And I love batting at Junction, and particularly I love batting in this team. I think when I go out there and you sort of look down the other end and you got Erin Burns, and she's seen him like an absolute beach ball, I think you get a little bit of confidence in yourself and you know you can put a total on the board.
And you've obviously played a lot of cricket with Ash Gardner over the years in different teams. How have you seen her develop to where she is now?
Yeah, I think it's just the leadership. She really knows her game, and I think what we've seen in the last couple of years is she's sort of gone to another level with the ball. I think, previously she probably didn't bowl in a lot of those pressure situations, was a little bit more comfortable bowling with four out, but as you can see now, bowls in all facets of the game for us, and I think she's put a hell of a lot of work into it, and you throw her the ball and you know something's going to happen.
Yeah, there were some commentators throwing out there about where she stands in the world amongst the all-rounders. Where do you think she sits at the moment?
Oh, the ceiling just keeps on going up for Ash. I think now that she's sort of feeling really comfortable in her game, I think the next element to her is being really hungry, looking at someone like a Meg Lanning and Perry. They're just really hungry to do well and do it consistently, and I think this has been Ash's most consistent big bash in a few years, and with both bat and ball. And I think that's the fun part about being an all-rounder is you're never out of the game, and I think she really enjoys that.
And how much did you enjoy getting a wicket today?
Not off the delivery. I think the delivery is probably welcomed at club cricket, probably got hit for six. But I'll take it. I think Tess Flintoff's been probably underrated with the bat, and then she came out and made that quick fire 50. So any time you see the back of her early is a good thing. Just happen to have the fielder in the right spot at the right time.
And how is it to see Lauren Cheadle stringing games together and bowling well after the few years she's had?
Oh, it's massive. I think we've seen when she strings games together, she's really dangerous for us. And being a left-armer, she just brings great stability to this lineup, and I think she's relishing in actually stringing some games together and developing a confidence in her body, and it's really showing. And yeah, we just hope that we get her out in the field as much as possible.
There's been a bit of chat about the new opening partnership, and it sounds like Midge and Bates have become very good mates.
Yeah, a bit of a bromance, apparently. Yeah, I don't know. Look, whatever they're doing behind the scenes, keep doing it, because it seems to be translating out there. But yeah, I think Bates is a calming influence, and I think to bat with someone like Midge who likes to sort of construct her innings and feel calm at the crease, I think Bates is the perfect person for her, and they just complement each other really well.
And finally, another big game against Scorchers tomorrow. How are you guys going to turn around and get ready for that, and how important is it for you guys to try and get that top spot direct past the final?
Yeah, I think we learn a lot from the game against Scorchers at Lilac, and I guess the great thing about this competition is you get another chance to play them. So we've definitely reflected and looked at how we could have improved. So tomorrow is going to be a different game, or a different venue. So we want to come out, and that top spot's the carrot at the end of the day. I mean, you want to earn the right to host the final, and here's me, mate.
Talk us through what happened in that court.
Oh, shut up. But no, I think that's the thing that's driving this group at the moment. I mean, Sydney hasn't had many games over the last 2 years, so to be able to potentially host a final there would be amazing.
Cool. Thanks, Bolts.
All right.